than a pregnancy induced by a female, by a non-Jewish egg, that the baby is Jewish if born by a Jewish woman. He then reversed himself last year, half a year ago. He said, no, the halachic identity of the baby is determined by the DNA of the mother, which is the egg, which means you have some 22-year-old shiksas walking around, children most likely, all live in Beit Shemesh there, and are too fun to get along with the other people who are all goyim. Anyway, you should have a copy of that. I'll elaborate a little bit on it a little bit later. Okay, the topic for today is Kabbalas Omissus. And a painful topic in Eretz Yisrael today. Largely made the newspapers because of the gaylus in the army. So we'll start. What is Kabbalas Omissus? Remember, the Gemara in Chisus doesn't mention it at all. The Gemara in Chisus says that Am Yisrael was Nichnas, right, the Bris, with Mila, Tzila and Arsoas Domin. And that really is a critical guidepost. The fact that the Gemara doesn't mention Kabbalas Omissus is most likely the most significant halachic ruling. Namely, that Kabbalas Omissus is not an issue at all in Gaylus. It's the definition of Gaylus. What the heck is this fellow doing here if he didn't come to become a Jew? He doesn't know what it means to become a Jew because he's a goy. So we don't tell him everything. In fact, we make sure we don't tell him too much because it says it's Yisro D'Raisa to teach Torah to a goy. Right? Therefore, he doesn't know too much. So what is he doing here? He's coming to say, I want to be a Jew. Classic Kabbalas Omissus is based upon the same rationale that you have if you join the army. You join the army, you thought they're going to send you to Honolulu. Right? Instead, this crazy army sends you to Afghanistan. On that condition, you don't want to be in the army. Nobody asked you when you signed up. You're in the army now, and you do what we tell you. When a fellow comes to us with that attitude, I'm joining an army and I'll do whatever you tell me because I don't know too much. That's classic Gaylus. That's why the Gemara in Chisus doesn't mention anything about it. It is not a requirement in Gaylus, it's the definition of Gaylus. But you'll see it's not so poshut. So, I think we can begin. Let's start with the one that Halacha of Beis Din Shel Gaylus, page 183. Okay? You have the ego's in social bezin the gavos call a social tamide chachom dafka. He points out that that requirement is not mentioned in the Rambam. Lo hiski ju tamide chachom, and no one picks up, none of the noisy kalim make reference to it. Therefore, it's a classic halacha bezin like hataras hadorim. Just a plain bezdin is enough. And that's what we read last time, remember, in the Rambam, that what happened, and they wore makabel gerim in the time of David and Shlomo, but they wore makabel gerim, right? What happened? Others they were not formal court structure, whatever structure David and Shlomo had, right? That formal structure of courts didn't accept such gerim. So what did people do? They went in a extra legal way, and they were mekabel gerim. Those gerim are all kosher gerim. Issue is of critical importance because of the tahalich of gerus in Eretz Yisrael today, where there are many bati dinim who are doing gerus. Not all of our Rosh Yeshiva, not all Tamidei Chachamim there, and therefore we'll do a little bit, try to clarify. I handed out last time something in English, I think, right? There on the, what's going on, but I'll add a little bit more to it. And that's how we, Bizman Azeh, there, the halacha applies. Okay, who says done is done. Problem is that Gail does require more knowledge than an average Fum Jew has. And that's why there's been an attempt to systemize Gailos. Most people must be aware the negotiation between the RCA and the Rabbanus HaRoshes after the Rabbanus HaRoshes asked all gales that RCA was making. They finally made some kind of pshara on condition that the RCA limit their bezdin gales to just certain people. I think in our area there are only two bati dinim, New Jersey one but bezdin, etc. All under the aegis of the RCA. In other words, they try to remove it from the reality that gelus can be done, and the only threat we have today is that the Eretz Yisrael will not accept the gelus. In America, we don't have too much authority to insist on standards. But this idea that you'll not be accepted in Eretz Yisrael is a significant disciplinary step that I think is right now proven to be quite successful. You find that except for the Chassidish Gelus, the Chassidish Bote Dinim, who are still doing Gelus on their own. Turn to page 182, and I think starts the topic. I have a little tshuva that the egos records. Yet if you see the date on top, right, it's Luban. It's still written in Russia. Okay. Here, if you please, you follow me. You have the place 182, of the end of the left column. A short shuva. Ger she'anan sadeh shel kibul mitzvos af she'amar b'piv she'mekabel. Let me try to introduce it this way. I don't know if everybody will agree. The big issue is there a legalism in gelus, or is there an issue of nemonos and geulos. The issue could be worded differently. Is dvorim shebelev einam dvorim a factor in geulos too? You want to make a deal with me in dini momenos, whatever you said, you'll be bound by it, even though you thought differently. Dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. But then there's the issues of mukho milsa, right? Where it's obvious. There's certain circumstances where it's clear that whatever he said, he doesn't mean. So the question is, so what? But he said it. That's what I mean by, is there a legalism in geulos where the reality is it's so? There was a geulos. We had, last week we already mentioned, yeah, that if it's clear that the person doesn't mean it, why should there be any suffering? Right here, in the short tshuva, it pretty well should be understood that way. Is there such a thing as a legal kinyan was made, regardless of what you thought, regardless of what happens later? Read in the Rambam and in the Mechaber that the boat kinachov, some kind of follow up after geulos, right, to see what? See, curiosity. Obviously, it must mean, although it doesn't say so, it must mean, and if not, if we don't find that he's maintaining the standards that we expected of him, then the geulos was null and void. This is basically this little tshuva. Ger shol kibel olav mitzvos im nefesh ha-ger. You have it? Again, page 182. You don't have a text in front of you? Look it with somebody. Yeah. You too. Sign again. Usually, use a little bit of minor science. Maybe it'd be a good idea to have on a disc and have it on the board for those who might find it more useful. It's one of the few tshuvas where he quotes his father. My father-in-law looked upon his father as one of the Gedolei Olam from all generations. Yeah. He had no equal in his lungs. Yeah. It says, Chein ho rabi mori agon, haloch ala maisem, bistarobin. Bistarobin is where the father was wrong. Not far from Luban, I was there. Bistarobin in Russian means big rabbi. Rabbi Bistarobin. That town had a Kabbalah, had a reputation all over Russia that they always took a big rabbi. Yeah. Yeah. A well-known mohor, a well-known posse. Shein ger klal, bein lekula, bein lechumra. When we spoke last week about Ibud Kedusha Shisrael, the Chassam Sofer in Tfilton, in Orchaim, in Perek Yutes. The fact that you can lose Kedusha Shisrael. But in Shir, in Chulin, this morning we discussed also a fellow who's a Mum Alahachis, right? Lost his Kedusha Shisrael. He shechts, it's just like a goy shechts. Yeah. Doesn't refer to other areas, but the Gabi Shechita, he lost the Vezovachta, he's no longer a Bar Zvicha. Yeah. So we know it's possible. The Chassam Sofer doesn't mention that case, but merely expands it into in all areas, including the Gabi Kedushin. In the Kaddish and Isha, there's no Kedushin. This is what's the Geos in Geos as well. As we'll see, some of the tshuvos from the site. a reform marriage followed by a remarriage without benefit of get, since reform don't have gitten, right? The shayla is, are the children mamzerim or not? That'll depend upon whether the first kedushin was called kedushin or not. Laloche, Igos paskins over and over again. We'll have get to it in a minute. That we discount the activity of the reform movement as not being involved with Toras Moshe. So even though they may marry and use the same formula, Harayad v'kodesh say kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, they have another Moshe, and they are not Yisrael. In specific cases, we've accepted the reality that someone can lose his kedushas Yisrael. And here, does he gain kedushas Yisrael? No, ein ogel klal bein lekula bein lechumo. Shekabolas mitzvos begelas ma'akiv, of course. Now there's the key line. The afim amar b'piv shemekabel mitzvos imanan sahadi sheinu mekabel olav emes einu klum. We know over and over again that everybody's been passing from Chaim Moshe all the way down, that we accept what we discussed last week, no, wrong motivation, that he's marrying only because he fell in love with a Jewish girl or she with a Jewish boy, and that's the motivation. The motivation may not be an ikuv. L'chatchila, we want a proper motivation, but otherwise we'll accept the shame issues. But that presumes there's no question about the shame geirus. No question that they willing to accept kol ha-Torah kulo. And he has a side comment. Bechlal eni yodei ha-tama rabonim ha-Torah mazeh. Right? Eizet to'eles he mevi'in mizeh lechal Yisrael. Shemekabnu geirim kilu ke'elu. Devadei lo nichle la'kodesh boh ulam Yisrael. She'isar v'geirim ke'elu b'Yisrael. That's not the issue. I'm sure we wouldn't want it. The issue is, but it was done. Now the question is, what happens after that? Not an easy to follow, but if you can scribble that down. Yeah, page 234. Something from the Rav, Kol Dodi Dofeik. It's the Ha'ora on the bottom. I've sign marked it for you, number 22, on page 234. Down a few lines, it just introduces the topic. Hashta al deyetfilo hu nichnas lechlal geirus. Hilkach bishos tfilas mitzvah tzorch lekabel olav ol mitzvos. That's the loshon of the Rambam. What is the talich? What's the format of geirus? It says if you can You can find the easy in the old one. You can find the Rambam. Page 165, right? Ketzer Mekablum Geria Tzedek, right? Then page 166. Shlosha, yeah, Vov, Halacha Vov, Shlosha Omdem Agabov, Mudin also Mixas, Mitzvos Kalos, Mitzvos Chamuros, Pam Shniyo. What's Pam Shniyo? First, you asked him, by telling him, Modilo mixes cars, they asked him, do you want to be a girl? And he says, yes. Now he's in the mikveh, who only b'mayim. The Moise Isha, Noshe Moshe was also b'mayim. Right? Atzavoro, and v'dayonim mibachutz. So here, the shuv is in here, where the ego's paskas, that if there's no bezdin, that visibly saw the gelus. The woman is in the water, women are attending her, but three dayonim, right, have to see her go underwater. It's not hard to accomplish. All you need is use sensible lighting. The mikveh lighting is dim, and then where the rabbanim stand, the lighting is bright. You cannot see any details of form. You can see the maise. You can see a head go underwater. Right? That's ikkar in the gelus. Right? The maise in there. Umudiyan also mixes mechamuros. V'yoshevers b'mayim. V'achakach tevelos b'fneihem. Right? V'yimachzirim p'neihem v'yotzin. Etc. Fine. So the Rav points out that seems to be the crux of the gelus. That's when the transfer happens of Kedushas Yisrael to the individual. So he points out Lav Davkia, right? Hilkah b'shas filas mitzvah tzoch lekabel olav ol mitzvos, right? And he quotes a Yevamos, Milo Tovlo Lvosa, Vaki Kabolos Ol Mitzvos Yichol Yiskayim Kodem HaTfila. It's not necessarily so. Okay. This a very intriguing Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos, page 148. Says this Yevamos. Okay, you have it on the bottom, Milo Tovlo Lenidusa. First, look at the Gemara. Hahu Davakole Bara Maisa. Someone was being called a Shegit. The son of a Shiksa. Bara Maisa. Amarabasi. Why do you do that? Milo Tovlo Lenidusa. Didn't you go to mikveh every month? What's Sigma was saying? They call him a shegis because we have no record of a bezdin being present at the time of tefillah. So Sigma says, but she goes to mikveh every month. And when a woman goes to mikveh every month, there's a bezdin. There's a bezin there at the mikveh, serve as lifeguards. Why do they do that? So look at Jesus, Temo. Gael saw Shlosha, the Mishpah Ksivbe. weil viele man da mal wat et hat name kosher mikom mokom in derch noshim lohavi ishi mohem beshas viele and a woman isha in a royally don nu therefore the shlomach look at Tosfos answer hod de beinam shlosha hayne la kabbalas hamitzos aber lo litzvila. But the Gemara said, "Hare tovel nidusa." I don't know that she had Kabbalah of a Bezdin. So what are we saying? She can be tovel nidusa, and then she'll have Kabbalah's all mitzvos. So this ritual that the Rambam seems to have it, they have to in the water, and that's when they're Kabbalah all mitzvos, loved after. Half a gab the mina le kama and the shaitim in the chomum om them bachutz, heine le chatchila, right? Okay. That's where the Rav stopped his comment on it. So what's the point he wanted to make? That Kabbalah, Sol Mitzvahs, and Tefillah can be disjointed. They don't have to be at the same time. You need Kabbalah, Sol Mitzvahs, right? That's before Bezdin. But Tefillah doesn't have to be before Bezdin. Tefillah, you need Eidus, that there was tefillah. So Gemara asks, why are you worried about that? Harei tovel nidusa, she goes every month to mikveh. Will every month to mikveh l'shem geirus? No, she goes l'shem nidus. Therefore, what are you saying? She goes to mikveh. That she did on Monday, right? And on Thursday she spoke to the rabbonim. And I asked her, you makabel ol mitzvah? She said, yes. How do you know that she went to mikveh? How do they know that? On whose testimony? Yesh meforshim, mikivon diyudua lechol shetovlo kiilu omdem shom domi. How was that for a teres? Everybody knows this is a frum lady. She bakes challah, she davens in shul, etc., etc. And all the women know she goes to mikveh regularly. Therefore, Bezdin knows that she went to mikveh. How does Bezdin know she went to mikveh? The ladies tell her. Yeah, ladies tell them. Ladies tell their wives, and the Rebbetzin tells the Rav. Right. Now the Rav knows that she went to mikveh. That's adequate yediyah. This is a fabulous tesis in halacha. Was he telling you that yediyah kiriyah? If you really know something, it's if you were there. It's really based on the Gemara in Ksubis and that Pehei. Favorite of Gemara mine because it says so many things. Rava's wife was present at a Bezdin, and a woman was being sued in Bezdin, and she had to have a shur. She was a moda b'miksas, she had to have a shur. So Rava's wife, the daughter of Rav Chisda, piped up and said, "This woman is a liar. You can't trust her with a shur. She's choshen a shur, sir." So Rav said, "Really?" So he had the other one, the other side swear. Instead of her swearing and being potu, the other swore of a no-till. The following day, there was a second trial, and Rav Papa was in the trial, was in the audience. And the same case happened with a man. And our papa piped up and said, "This man is choshed ashurusa." And Rav answered him, "Yisuch achar badeh." You have a second man who says it with you. On the basis of one testimony, I'm not going to apostle a man. So Rav Asi, who was there too, says, "But yesterday you did so with your wife. Bratan Rav Chisda, you accepted, and that Rav Papa." And Rav answered, "Kimli begavor, My wife, I know. Oh. Look at me in the Dibbles on Moshe, and this is not my Torah, this is Bashrael's Torah, makes that point. That when a dayan knows something, he knows it. The purpose of listening to Eidus, the purpose of seeing, is to be able to know something. To know vador. If you know vadors, you can function with that idea of vadors as if you saw it. And basically, although Shel Shuba doesn't cite this, this is the big raya to that concept. This Yesh Beforshim in Taisus. Since everybody knows this is a Fum lady, right? And Bezdin is aware of that. Therefore, they need no further proof that she did go to mikveh. So they know she went to mikveh. All that's missing is Kabbalah's all mitzvos. Now they'll call her in, and she'll be Kabbalah all mitzvos, it's fine. Yes?
And how does this differ from Hedus Kodesh?
His computer is blocking me. Yeah.
How does this differ from Eidus Kiddush HaKodesh, where even though the Beis Din saw the moon at night, they're not allowed to be Mekadesh the Kodesh by day until they hear it from Eden?
Because Eidus Kiddush HaKodesh has its own halachas. Eidus Kiddush HaKodesh could only be in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't follow the Hilchos Eidus alone. It has its own Hilchos Eidus. Therefore, there they need... They need Eidus Mamash. That idea alone is not enough. That's because Kadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and did something strange by telling us that I give over the definition of Chodesh to you. The Kadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. They have the Dat Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah defines. Those are the halacha in order to be able to take a day when you're supposed to be eating shmura matzah and you eat hamantashen, for that you need special halachas. You can't bring a raya if made a sachodish to anything else. Okay. Look now, this most likely is the most significant of all the truths that have been written, and we have to go through a few of them there. Because of it is under the category, if you know the expression, hen v'ra'av v'rafye b'yodei, something that's unusual. In any tshuva, certainly in the Eagles tshuvas, no hesitancy to give a tshuva answer. And because of what I defined in the beginning, is there such a thing as a legalism of Gelus? Besides the reality of Gelus, namely wants to be a Jew. But is there a legalism in which if the certain steps were taken, then the consequence, the conclusion is inevitable. I put this fellow in a mikveh. I asked him a question. I am a kabbal all the mitzvahs Hashem. And he answered yes. He comes out of the mikveh, right? Goes across the street, right? Into a McDonald's. And he eats chaza. Who's eating chaza? A Jew or a goy? According to the tshuva we just read from Luban, it's obviously he's a goy. No, nothing happened. Not so pushed. Look at this page 181. bin ja noch nicht in das Geier, wenn ich ja schon kiebel misses. How do you know that? So shoma dini Torah. Is there any chash to the Kiddush? Here, I'm going to tie it in with, you know, didn't hand out the Rav Goren Shaila of the Achva Achos. I have it here. I'll read you from it. This had national, international repercussions. Yeah. I want you to focus on this case so you'll see how relevant it is, Bizman Azeh. Not your time, meaning I don't think you've already been a Torah when this thing happened, but anyone know the story about the brother and the sister of that Rav Goren ruled that they were kosher, and everybody attacked him on it? It's such a case. Really, case after case this way. I'll give you just outlines. It's basically this case, but telling you what could be the consequences of such a case. Two people marry. One was a ger, right? The ger did not observe mitzvahs. Questionable already what happened. Is it a good geirus, not good geirus? Right? The woman, the wife, runs away from her ger husband, has an affair with somebody else, and have two children. Shailez are these two children mazeh ramanat. Two children have to be in Rav Goren's army in Eretz Yisrael. And Shaila came to him, are they mamzeh ramanat? A married woman without benefit of get ran away. But she was married to a ger. They took testimony, right? And on the testimony, they testified that the ger never observed mitzvahs. If I go ahead, I'm a battle the gerus, then there was no mamzerus. That's how Rav Goren ruled. So he put together a bezdin, and they ruled that way. Okay? Now here comes the real political implication of that ruling today. Today, everybody is attacking the Rabbonos HaRoshes, especially Rav Amar and Rav Avadi Yosef Shlita, because they're willing to accept the gavus that's going on in the army. I handed out to you last week. It's a little news report. 500, I think, so maybe a total by now about 5,000 gerim were made. And people claim that the gerus is invalid because they don't observe all the mitzvos. Rabbi Yoshev Shlita attacked Goren. Why? He said, this fellow was a ger. The fact that he didn't observe mitzvahs after that doesn't bother the gerus. Therefore, they were married. Therefore, the children of Mamzeh. Today, he's yelling, the army gerus is invalid because they don't observe all the mitzvahs. Because you can't have it both ways. Goren, when you are angry at Rav Goren, and suddenly gerus without full kabbalas and mitzvos, right, you tell me, is gerus. In today, gerus is no gerus. You can't do that. Someone may hint, may feel, it may be a little bit political over there. Right? And that's not a nice thing to think, because it's a bizarre Natova to think that way. But most likely true anyway. Here's the tshuva. But here's, look how the tshuva goes. This is really, I know of no tshuva that presents the problem this way. There. Look at the case. Benochish shunochi gomu, right? Nosa bas Yisrael, the chuk yavidina. Right? After kind of they came to the town of Winnipeg, some nimsa adir isha, right? And they went ahead and they converted. Lorotza harabai lesader hakedushin, right? Achi yitfo b'mikra, right? The Torah, nothing was done right. Double b'loa tova zambris, right? Etc. Etc. Okay. And then, what happened? There was a divorce. It's in English, right? Ozav esishto b'divorce, v'nosa isha noches, right? And we lost track of the husband. He's not available even to give a get if he wanted to give a get. I now have a woman, right, who's an aguna. Ba'afim yinsu also, etc. Kleiting, he hates Judaism, this ger. Even if you could find him, Az is getting a get from him is remote. Right? Therefore, what do we have to discuss? Was there a gevos or not? He didn't have a tovas zambris. Okay, not a tovas zambris. It's a sveikin. They didn't. Who says the kedushin is nechal on an oral also? Right. Okay, we have that problem. But here comes the issue. Right. According to the tshuva in Luban, what's the shaila? We know vaday that he wasn't observing any mitzvahs. And obviously, from his behavior, you realize he never intended to, and so on. Then look at what I have. I think it's marked on the second, it's the third column on the page. Aber ula yeshtonu lochon. See the third line on top. Shema b'shas kabaloso hamitzus b'piv b'fiyah bezdin kibul gamke b'libo v'achazer chozabo. And therefore, shelo nevatel gehuso v'hu k'din yisrael mumo. What happened? In Luban, it was for sure no shaila. Fellow didn't observe mitzvahs. Clearly, he didn't intend to. He didn't intend to. There was no gerus to begin with. In here, what are we talking about? Ulai what? When? V'chein b'shach yuridei yasimena. This is right. She'im. You have the place? The Achakach Hemir Ba'oso Yom, right? Shritosuk Shera, Uposhet Shuadinim Hemir Takef, Imoise Achak De Dibu. I see. The Shach wants a pastor, a fellow, right, who became a mumo. He gave a mumo lahaches, announced he hates the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? And he was koifa b'ikir, etc. A minute before, he shefted an animal. You know, a minute before, he shefted the animal. So he was a tzaddik. Now he became a rosha. What's got to do with the animal? The animal's geshefted already. So what do you see? That in a small passage of time, it's possible for dramatic things to happen to an individual. Therefore, I have a suffix. Maybe this fellow, he's a maneuver now, he's a Seder Yisrael, etc., etc. But at the time of Gelus, right, just before he went into the lobster restaurant, after Gelus, right, during that interval of time, he was a Tzadik Gomor, and then became a Rosha. Why would you think such a thing? That's what I explained to you in the beginning. I want everybody to understand it. Is there a legalism in Gelus, whether you like it or not? Think in the terms of Kenyan. I made a Kenyan. And Dvorim Shevalev Eidon Dvorim. And even though clearly I believe you that you made a mistake, that you didn't intend it, but you went through the motions, you made a Kenyan, you signed a star, etc., etc. Fafal. What was done was done. That's the real shaila that's facing us. So I didn't reproduce everything for you, why not? But I This I gave. This I reproduced. I must have given this to you. Maybe not. People who asked, who was here last week? Did I give you this one? Yosef versus Haredi Ashkenazi rabbis on IDF conversions. I think so. I left over a few. I don't know why, but yeah, you have it. Okay. Look at the end of that announcement. Rav Avadia Yosef, a renowned Torah scholar and the spiritual Shas, stated that the IDF conversions are valid. There's much more that has been written on this topic. The big stuff that got written was what I explained to you. What happened that Rabbi Yosef Shlita came out so strongly against the IDF conversions and say that they have no basis whatsoever in Galus, right? When it came to Rav Goren and his Achvei Ochos, right, he insisted that the Galus is a good Galus, even though there was immediate evidence that the individual was not mekabel all mitzvos. Nevertheless, at the time, that's what my Shvel Shuva says, who knows, maybe that for one moment, at that moment, there was Kabbalas. There's no clear answer to that. But go back to the Shuva in Luban, right, where he quotes his father, there's no Galus. Nothing. Then comes the next question, how much nothing? That no one wants to discuss. What do you mean there's no Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? I'm what? So there are two tshuvas. I want to get to Rav Unterman Zatzal, show you how he struggled with this issue with the Russian Jews. The two truths of my Shreya Zatzal that I have to mention this morning in Shia. One concerned a little girl who obviously a Gyer Sedek, right, who posed before she went to Galus, she posed to my Shreya the Shaila, and my Shreya was never involved in Galus, adult Galus. He had the Shailas for other Rabbonim. He never was personally involved in the Galus. I've also been involved in a lot of galus, but no one older than 6 months. Only on babies who were born, usually from goyish eggs. That's what I handed out to you just now. There, we had seichel all the years. We made tefila l'shem galus misofik, so-called tefila l'achmir. There, so we. No brochas, etc. So we avoided any suffix because I couldn't make up my mind who is indeed the real mother, the genetic mother or the gestational mother. Yeah. But when I hand that to you, Rav Yosef had no doubts in his mind that it's the gestational mother. And now he has no doubts in his mind. Now he recommends future galus should be done also misofik there. But right now you have a whole bunch of either Vadai Chiksis or Sophic Chiksis running around, right, who have a second generation of kids already, right, most of whom are most likely in the Hasidic Shekola. Right. So the Shaila, this little girl asks, she has a very important job in an accounting firm, the lead job in the firm, a very well-paying job, and her boss is a Reform Jew. And she knows from talking to him, since she's preparing for Galus, the office is open on the second day Yom Tov. And she's afraid that if there came a test case where he say to her, if you don't come in the second day, no job. She doesn't know whether she'll be able to withstand that stress. So she posed as a Ger Sedek, posed that Shaila before she became a Ger. Since we asked her, you accept all mitzvahs? And the Shreya answered, yes, no problem. you agree you mustn't work on second day. If they'll be in the soil and you will not be able to resist, then you be over on an avera period. Will not interfere in the gavus. The second tshuva is, and it's also a young lady who wants to accept all mitzvahs, but she objects to the need for, quote, to follow the dress code that she was told by the bezin that she's dealing with. The dress code, basically, they told her a Beis Yaakov dress code. I said, no, she'd like to be able to go swimming with a bathing suit, or almost a bathing suit called a bikini, right? And that she doesn't want to accept. So the Shre'er wrote, possible not to be no gavus. What's the chilek? Very simple. In the second case, she says, I don't agree with the halacha. I don't accept the halacha. Right. In the previous case, says, I accept the halacha. I don't know whether the flesh is weak or not, but I'm able to resist the temptations. That's norm. That's a normative case. No problem. The halacha in Bechoros Daflamet, that if he's not makabel, I feel a mitzvah achas the rabbonon, that because he is like a mumma lahachis. I disagree with God. This one I will not accept. Then we don't. You come to my army, you come to be a citizen of my country, you accept all my laws or not at all. You can't make any deals. All this talk could be highly theoretical until you come to the problem that Rav Unterman Zatzal faced. And I'll give you a little introduction. Rav Unterman didn't allow, when he was Rabbi Roshi in England, he was the chief rabbi in England, he didn't allow gerus in the bezdin of the chief rabbi. He says he has no confidence in any gerim. Then he ends up as Rabbi Roshi in Eretz Yisrael. And his mazel, 100,000 Russians show up. Now you don't give me a quick chumra. I don't accept any gerim. I got 100,000, which then became, I think, 300,000. Right. So what do you do then? So here you see how an Adam Godel struggles with a shaila lahalocha. Look at page 236. Now my problem is, as always, we're running out of time. Well, we have to. Yeah, we had the big union that has to, I guess, reserve for next time. You people could look up a little bit on it before. That's the sugi of Ger Kotel, which in my eyes is the solution to much of the Gerus problem in Eretz Yisrael. Not to make them fum, but to make them Jews. I know how to make a Jew, even though he doesn't want to observe it to be Jewish. That's to catch him before the bar mitzvah. Then I don't need his kabbalos or mitzvahs. Then there's a technical Jewry that we deal with, which halacha lamaise will solve many problems. Anyway, take a look at this, Rabban 236. Look what he's faced with. Sorry. All right. The Hilchos Geiros V'Derech Bitzuon. Okay. So yeah, I've underlined for you what he says. All the years in England, Amarati B'Tokev Al-Kach, didn't accept Galen, etc. Then comes, what do you do in Eretz Yisrael? Look at Bayes on page 237. He quotes the Achiezer. What I just said to do with that chilik, where a person doesn't accept any of the mitzvahs or he fears he will not observe the mitzvahs. In Yesh Laksho Shema Habol is Gaya, right? Lo Yishmo is Dini Atoro, Lo Isi Bachiezer, you have it, paragraph base. Vinilin Devoromeo Lavadze, he's quoting the Achiezer of Chaimos, Lavadze, Nire. The din zed the nochi shabol is gaia the kabbal alokal amisus who did geichah we did betoru, aim a kabbal also hainu be masne shalol the kabbal she dovez a mutalom in a din buzayim a kabbal also, right? Then shiro tnai begeiros, then geiros the chatzoyim, abu misha a kabbal alokal amisus, ella bedaito lavo the te ovon eze chasor bedin kabbalas amisus. I tell you what the Chaim Moshe says even more than that. Even if in his mind he has, if I go away with my company and we go to a convention and I hope they'll have a kosher table. They don't have a kosher table, make me wait for 3 days. On convention, I'll eat treif. That's not a mini in the gavos. That's what Chaim Moshe. But then comes the Rav Unterman. He says, I can't find it in this one here. By me, I have it on. I have it highlighted. Look at Gimel. He says, "Lochein imager kovei mekomo bekibus lo dati afapi sheomer ki eino ochel boso v'lo yavo b'shabbos ein kan kabolos ol mitzvos." A pesha that Rav Unterman made has no backing for it. This is practical rabbinics. He says a ger comes from Russia, right? And here's the decision that Rav Unterman made as long as he was Rav. If the Russian fellow is willing to go to a kibbutz dati, then I'm not going to question him anymore of what he's done in the future. He accepted all mitzvos, he went to a kibbutz dati. If, however, he has family, in a Russian family, in the kibbutz lo dati, but he knows you taught him the halacha. He says, no, he's going to eat only vegetable, become a vegetarian. Right? He's not going to work on Shabbos. There's no kabbalas ol mitzvos period. Where do you find that in the Rambam? That's practical rabbinics. That's reality. Why? Because reality says, I need kabbalas ol mitzvos. I'm willing to accept hardship. I'm willing to accept the concept of onus, as liberal a concept as you want to apply to it, to explain that he's not really violating the halacha, right? He's merely succumbing to the yetzer hara. But I have to have a fighting chance to succeed. If he goes to a kibbutz dati, he has a fighting chance to succeed. On that basis, he accepted the geirus of all those who went to the frum kibbutz and rejected the geirus of those who went to the kibbutz. I cite that, I say, really a classic example of horror. I took into account the psychology, the philosophy, the nationalism, etc., and came up with this kind of a pesha. He didn't make any points with the other rabbanim for that psak. But it's a psak, if you study geirus, it's a psak that makes deep sense. I don't know how to get into this fellow's mind and find out is he telling the truth or not. Therefore, I look for ancillary signs some way of knowing where this fellow really, where he finds himself. This is a good way. He's willing to go to Kibbutz Dati, fine. Otherwise not. Okay, sorry, we have to stop here. Mirchem, if you can help out a little bit next week, we have the sugi of Gev Kotan. It's out in your outline. Makovas are there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Can you people spare another minute or two? I want to just call your attention to what I handed out today, and that is this. How do you decide who's a mother? We have nowadays a chance of having three mothers. Okay? You have a genetic mother, you have a gestational mother, and you have a rearing mother. Nowadays, I don't know if you know, among the rich who want to have children, genetic children, they hire surrogate mothers. They take an egg from the wife, sperm from the husband, perfertly healthy people, no infertility problems. They have money, and they hire a woman to bear their child. Case after case of machlokes, where the woman doesn't want to give up the child, etc. The child is who, api halacha, is the mother. So, what I handed out to you today, if you take a look at the look at at the comment of Zalman Nehemiah Goldberg and the last paragraph. It's a comment that it should be taught right in the beginning of a Sricha program. Hagom, you have it? What I hand in Hamayon. Omed al Daito, he paskin that the mother is the gestational mother, the one who bore the child. Right? He says, Ulam Advolum Ainam Shutim. He says, Shall das Rabbi Dodi Yisrael, Yichos Avlad Nikva, Pia Aim, Hayoled is Dafka. Im Kain, whom is Saig is the Vorob, whom is Saim Bekach. Misaig Dvorob, meaning he puts it a qualification. Shedvorob Ainam Lamaisa, but he's not Paskin a Shaila. You ask my opinion is that the birth mother is the mother. I'm not saying this Laloche. Why? Umutzinu Lugdoli Atanoim, we deal with Masora. When I pass on a shayla, it's because I heard it from somebody before me. He says, there's no posting before a few years ago ever heard of such a thing as an egg from one woman gestated by another woman. Who's going to pass such a shayla? On what basis? What did your Rebbe teach you? You taught you nothing, so why are you passing a shayla? Okay, what then? Svora? He said, Bisvora, I'll give you the Svora. And I spoke to him. Very simple. You want to build a house. So you go to a fellow called an architect, and he hands you a blueprint. And you say, goodbye. You pay him his $100, whatever it is. Goodbye. I'll never see you again. Then you go to a contractor, and he hires plumbers and electricians, and masonry, etc. And a year's time, he builds the house. Or rather, 9 months' time, he builds the house. Right? Who made a greater contribution to your house? If you tell me, Misvora, this guy wrote you a piece of, he gives the same piece of paper to 100 people, makes a photocopy. How did this baby, from the egg that the mother who's running around with a bikini on in Miami Beach, right? And they have to call her up and say, Mazel Tov, you just became a mother. What made her a mother? She gave only a blueprint. Who put the flesh on the baby, who put the blood in the baby, etc., etc. So Bisfora, as I held too, the gestational mother is the one who fetches out the baby, is the one who's the mother. But since we deal with halachic issues, therefore Misofik is proper to do a gelus on such a baby, but she's not asura l'kohen. Right? Yet you can't do that to her. Even though a geres asura l'kohen, remember it's a geres pruso mibas gimu shonim, which midaraisa is not a chasong, right? Only midarabonon they made a chumre. A chumre, the rabonon, that chumre you don't have to have. So that you don't have to keep any record that this geres should marry a kohen. Yeah, perfect to marry a kohen, right? But we do a tefillah l'chumra anyway. Okay, let's have mincha. Okay. See what you've been missing.
I picked a good week.
Yeah. Okay. Is someone down to the Yomish?
Yeah, it's just right. Is he
still
the
Tokshloshi? Yes. Yeah, okay, you gotta remember all the time. Okay. Asha Yoshi Vesech Hedu Vesevo. Amen. Amen.
Baruch Ato Adonai Elohei Otino Elohei Abraham Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov Elohei 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 Nira Elohei Gamal Chatum Dizim Kaneh Kol Zerkar Kazdei Avos Umeidin Kol Zerkar Kazdei Avos Umeidin Kol Zerkar Kazdei Avos Baruch Ato Adonai Magin Baruch Ato Adonai Magin Abraham Atak Wila Adonai Mechaim Misim Atarel Hashem Ashi Baruch Ho Mede Geshem Mechaim Bechazid Mechaim Misim Rachamim Rabin Samei Tovim Birkei Kol Mahir Sarim Umeidin Mitzal Shnei Afar Mechum Achav Agur Udo Malach Mel Tamis of Hamid Nihashua, but I'm not going to see him. Rook, I'm going to see him. I'm going to go to the house.